I'm Jeremy Scott with Mission Network News. Tensions are at an all-time high in the Holy Land, and a ministry partner is asking for prayer. Then, after the Olympic closing ceremonies, what does ongoing gospel ministry look like? First, the United Kingdom and Egyptian governments are asking airlines to avoid Iranian and Lebanese airspace as Middle East tensions rise. The region remains on edge, awaiting Iran's promised retaliation for the Hamas and Hezbollah leaders killed last week. Hard for Lebanon's Camille Melki says,
"We're praying that Iran just settles with a proxy response. But if Iran shells across the borders into Israel, the response from Israel and other nations is going to be huge."
Hezbollah, a paramilitary group backed by Iran with political ties in Lebanon, vowed revenge on Israel for killing one of its senior leaders in Beirut. Hezbollah and Israel have exchanged near daily attacks since early October, but the assassination marks a substantial escalation.
Lebanon, of course, is in the middle of all that conflict, and unfortunately, the tension keeps rising. Every day seems to add a notch to the tension.
Hard for Lebanon's team is committed to stay and shine the light of Christ as storm clouds of war gather in Lebanon. Visit us online to learn how you can help.
Resources are scarce. Food is limited because people are trying to store additional food supplies. On the other hand, in our medical clinic, we have supplies of medicines, but we don't have all the medicines that we need.
Next, according to Wycliffe Global Alliance, more than 1,200 of the world's 7,000 languages still lack scripture. Only 736 languages have a full Bible. Access to God's word is limited in most languages, to say the least, and study resources are even harder to come by. Dane, with Unfolding Word, says,
"These people need contextualized resources, resources that are developed by their own pastors in their own countries."
Helping these believers is not as easy as handing them an English Bible commentary and asking the community to share. Even when church planters create study aids in their heart language with help from Unfolding Word, the aids aren't always accepted. One young gospel worker in South Asia found this out the hard way.
They had done a nice translation. They had packaged it. It actually had a cover, you know, and I think it had a cross in the cover. His grandpa took one look at it and said, "That's foreign religion. I don't want to have anything to do with that." Because it had looked like something from the West, Grandpa didn't trust it.
Everything changed when the worker explained his role in creating the resource.
As soon as Grandpa understood, "Hey, this is in our language and my grandson helped do this," the trust factor just went through the roof and he was willing to listen and learn.
Catch the rest of this story online at missionnews.org. And finally, in just 2 days, the 2024 Summer Olympic Games will have its grand finale with the closing ceremony in Paris. The Paris 2024 website says the closing ceremony will be marked by audacity, fraternity, and emotion as athletes from all over the world will represent their countries one last time. During the Olympics, Trans World Radio and Fair FM have been sharing the gospel through Christian athlete interviews, but the evangelistic efforts won't end there. Sissel with TWR says,
"We believe that the impact of Olympic Games is to be considered, of course, at national level, but also for its global impact.
Besides, there's more Olympic fun to come.
We should also think about the Paralympic Games, which are going to take place by the end of August and also beginning of September."
Looking ahead, TWR is thinking of ways to continue leveraging Olympic gospel content to reach radio audiences.
Our partners in the countries where TWR is present, which is more than 80 countries, have teams on the ground who are in charge of doing the follow-ups with the listener and then propose additional content.
Pray for those watching or participating in the Olympics to gain the true prize of knowing Christ.
The main prayer item is to pray for this content to reach people where they are, and it's the strength and the power of media that they go where human beings cannot go sometimes. So reach people where they are so that they can hear these stories and give their heart to Jesus.
Find your place in the story. Thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people like you. Join us here or through our social media networks. You can also find us on Alexa, iTunes, or TWR 360. Look for the links at missionnews.org. I'm Jeremy Scott.